closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
Families of Children with Cancer Radiothon, the last hour, and I'm going to start, as I always try to do with the show, being completely honest. We're behind where we want to be. We're behind where we need to be to do what we can to help all families of children with cancer. So if you're just joining us or if you've been listening through the morning, please, if you can give whatever you can give, give as generously as you can. Now, each half hour, we're having a little incentive. If you're going to give from the heart, that's great. But if you want to give from the heart and get a little something for it, we've had drawings each half hour to do that. It's at this point I finally get to mention your first place Milwaukee Brewers. Well, what are you laughing? Why? You know what? Earl's like, you know, it's not going to stick. Well, it's June 16th. And Eric Thames was the hero in the ninth inning last night. Be nice to see him. He's kind of picking back up. He didn't have a great May after having a ridiculous April. And he's going to get tested now. Yeah, they're going to test. Eric, nice job. You know, here's a cup. They came in the ninth. They were tied, and Eric Thames, the hero, beat the Cardinals 6-4. I have a two-game package, four tickets for each game. And we'll work out which games that would be for you to win. If you donate between now and 10:30, and you could do that by texting donate to 79489 or 888-455-1360. And give from your heart, give because you want Brewer tickets, but we're lagging. I'm just going to be really honest. We really, 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 really in this last hour need your help. And I want to share an email when Earl has the ability to share that email with me. Well, I know you're doing stuff over there. I wasn't criticizing. But this is a really good email. An avid listener. And that's the only way he wants to be identified, an avid listener. Jerry, just spoke with one of your folks via phone and made a $100 donation. Thanks for your efforts. While your show is focused on children with cancer today, I felt obligated to share a perspective with your listeners. It's a little over a year ago when our then 16-year-old son became extremely ill. We literally left from a Green Bay hospital with the shirts on our back for Children's Hospital in Milwaukee after being referred, not knowing what the future held. It's hard to hear the words, "We can't help you here." Two surgeries, a lot of prayers, and 3 weeks later, we were back home. Well, it wasn't cancer. Until you went through that, you cannot understand what it means to have life stop and move 120 miles away to hold vigil. We were fortunate enough to have the resources of the Ronald McDonald House, another great cause, by the way, the team at Children's Hospital, a supportive parish community, and very supportive employers. My perspective on these types of fundraisers was a little nonchalant in the past. However, that's not the case anymore when these opportunities arise. As typical, you don't appreciate something until you use it. I want to encourage your listeners to donate. You never know when your children, grandchildren, etc., will need these services. The only focus we had was the health of our son, period. It is truly a gift from God to have a network behind you so you can survive the journey. An avid listener. And thank you for sharing that. I think it's critically important. And thanks for, you said, don't name me. It's not about me. It's about the kids. And I just, God bless you. And I mean that very sincerely. God bless you. And God bless all of you that have contributed, business or individual alike, so far today. And what we have been doing throughout the day is sharing with you families who have been impacted. Now, my list says at 10 o'clock, we have Lynn Derby and Nora. That's what the list says. But then when they got here, and Earl, go ahead and open up her mic. Then when we got here, they got here. Nora's going to do all the talking. So, hey, Nora, how you doing over there?
Good.
All right, get nice and close to that microphone, okay? Because you've got a sweet, soft little voice there, and we want to make sure. And maybe just tip it down a little bit there. Yeah, just want to make sure that they're hearing you, because Nora's going to go ahead and tell her story. Nora, go ahead.
My name is Nora, and I'm here to share my cancer story and tell you about families of children with cancer. When I was 8 years old, I fell on the ice. The fall hurt my neck really bad. It was very painful. My mom took me to the hospital to have the doctor look at it. The doctor discovered a tumor in my neck bone. It was big enough that when I fell, it broke my neck. The doctors were worried about my neck, and I took a helicopter ride to Milwaukee. My cancer was called osteosarcoma. It's considered a really aggressive kind of cancer. I had 30 weeks of chemo that had to be done in the hospital. The chemo doses were so strong that I had to be washed for several days after each treatment. So I lived in the hospital for 10 months. Many of the kids that have osteosarcoma need to have their limbs amputated to remove the cancer. That was impossible for me because the cancer was in my neck. Luckily, I met a great doctor that was able to take the tumor out of my neck. The tumor was smaller than a dime. The surgery took 22 hours and left a hole inside my mouth. The hole took 4 months to heal. During that time, I could not eat any food or have any drinks, not even ice chips for 4 months. That was the hardest thing that I have ever done. Now my neck is full of titanium rods and screws. My bravery beads tell my entire cancer story. Each bead means something that I did medical done, and my beads are over 13 feet long. Today I'm 11 years old and have been cancer-free for 2.5 years. My favorite thing about families of children with cancer is meeting the other kids, especially the other survivors. I have some really good friends that have been in the hospital just like me. My mom likes families of children with cancer because she can be around other moms. That inspires her. She feels that cancer moms are some of the most amazing women she has ever met. My dad likes families of children with cancer because he can meet other families and try to find ways to offer support to them. My brother likes families of children with cancer because of the events. He likes the fishing trips and playing laser tag. He also likes that the whole family is included. We love families of children with cancer and feel so happy that we can be a part of a group that offers support, encouragement, and fun.
Good job, Nora, and what an amazing story. All right, is mom or dad willing to talk a little bit? All right, you take a pick. Mom picked dad. Funny how that worked out. Well, here's what I want to ask, because whichever of you wants to speak to this, what amazes me, you know, when she just nonchalantly shares her story of what she had to endure. The kids that I have met in the years that I've been working with this organization are just some of the bravest kids in the world. And the things that this is what I had to do, and then they did this to me, and then they did that to me. It's like getting a haircut, you know, is the way they talk about it. And this is really big stuff. for a little kid to go through. And it's tough stuff for a parent. And she, in fact, Nora alluded to it, you know, how the moms that you have met, you as a parent don't have to go through it alone. And that's got to be huge.
Correct. I just want to say some of the other moms that I get to surround myself are some of the most amazing women that you could possibly meet. And they share just their stories and they talk and you just feel inspired to be a better person and to do good in the world. And I agree with the same thing with the kids. One of our trips that we go on is a fishing trip and we take a bus and it's quite a long bus ride to get up to where we're going to go fish. And it's full of kids, and as a parent, you sometimes wonder if this is going to be a nightmare ride, but I will tell you, the kids on the bus are some of the most enjoyable kids to be around that you could ever experience, and I feel grateful to surround my family with these people.
Again, if you want to help out, 888-455-1360, or text DONATE to 79489. You can do that pretty much anytime you want here for the next few days. If you can't do it right now, that's going to be there. Text DONATE to 79489. And yeah, we want to have a little fun with this. We know it's a parents go through a difficult time, but if just giving from your heart isn't enough, the Brewers are the surprising Milwaukee Brewers. You can go see them, a 2-game package, 2 4 packs for each game. If you donate in the next 13 minutes, you can do that again, 888-455-1360, 888-455-1360, or text DONATE to 79489. Both mom and daughter, thanks a lot. The whole family's here. You can see their picture on Facebook. Thank you for joining us, really.
Thank you so kindly.
I really appreciate it, and we'll have a lot more. And remember, the meter is running if you want the Brewers tickets, a chance to win them. 12 minutes. It's 10:18.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.